As we relive our holidays, we draw you to return our haunted haze. Hey, welcome back to Haunted Haze. I'm Josh.
I'm Kristen.
And this is episode 25.
Yeah, what are we talking about this week?
Well, we're going to keep it kind of with the cryptids, I guess.
Okay.
But what comes to mind when I say fee-fi-fo-fum?
Giants?
Yeah.
So,
do you believe in giants?
Well, I know that you've shown me, like, videos before
of the giant skeletons?
They found some giant bones, yeah. So I feel like I've at least been exposed to the idea. But I am not well-versed on
giant
stories. Just because, like the movies, I haven't seen any of the giant movies or anything like that.
Well, we're not talking about, like, King Kong versus Godzilla. We're talking about giant humanoid giant people.
Yeah, you know, there's that movie, The Big
Bigger Than Andre
giant.
The Giant. You believe in Andre the Giant, right?
Oh, well, yeah.
You believe in gigantism, right?
Yeah.
Clearly, there's people that this is possible.
That are, like, 7'11 or something like that. There's, like, those really tall people.
I think the tallest man, maybe he was 8'11", almost 9 foot, I believe. That's pretty tall.
Yeah. I'm not saying that I don't believe that it could be real.
Well, I mean, they talk about it in the Bible.
Yeah.
David and Goliath.
They also talk about it in Harry Potter.
Very true.
There is a, you know,
there's
Hagrid,
a lot of,
I think, is like half a giant.
There really is a lot of giant folklore throughout human history.
Yeah.
The Anunnaki?
That's something to do with the Bible, right?
I don't know, is it? Or is it to do with aliens?
Oh, that'd be cool too. But I don't like to think of aliens as being giants. That makes them scarier to me for some reason than to
huge.
Be like 4 foot.
Yeah, but think of all the hieroglyphs and petroglyphs that they found, you know, depicting huge humans.
Yeah.
In Egypt, all over the world.
I'm not saying that I don't think it could be true, but I'm curious to hear what you have to tell me.
All right, well, but first, you can always hit us up at hauntedhazepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Haunted Haze Podcast. You can also find our Etsy shop, Hippie Haze Studio. You can check us out on Etsy or find us on Facebook and Instagram. We have all kinds of tie-dye going on right now, a ton of stash boxes in stock.
Check them out.
We have a new scent on our wax melts, Blue Dream.
Yeah,
it's like a blue raspberry scent. It's really good. Yeah, so we've just been busy with that a lot. But you can also find our collaboration coffee, Devil's Divine, collaboration with Griffith Roasting Company on our Etsy. You can get 10% off with code HauntedHaze, one word, H-A-Z-E, Haze. And then also you can...
Yeah, just like the podcast, Haunted Haze. Enter that on their Etsy, right?
Yeah, it's on our Etsy, but
on
you can
Etsy?
Also enter that on Griffith Roasting Company's website, which is griffith-roasting-company.square.site. That's their e-retail store, and you can find them on Facebook and Instagram using at Griffith Roasting Company.
Yeah, both of these are great ways to support the podcast. So
yeah, so don't forget.
If you're enjoying the podcast.
Yeah, don't forget to check it out and use the code HauntedHaze so they know that we sent you.
Yeah, if you enjoy the podcast and you'd like to support us, go there.
Yeah. So All let's right. get into it.
Let's dive into some giants.
All right.
Throughout history, tales have been passed down of men fighting monsters. These tales are generally loosely based on real-life encounters, such as the Kraken, likely being a giant squid, or Bigfoot, possibly being just bear sightings and dense forest. From UFOs to the Loch Ness Monster, these fantastical beasts and their associated stories dominate our imaginations. One monster race which can be found in the stories of most cultures is giants. From the fairy tale Jack the Giant Killer to David versus Goliath in the Bible, giants are depicted as huge, violent beings. Depending on the story, they are said to feed on humans or livestock. Many cultures use giants as a foe for the hero of the tale, demonstrating the strength of character and intelligence over pure brawn and stupidity. The word giant first appeared in Greek mythology in 1297, derived from gigantes. In Norse mythology, the Jotun are giants who live throughout the nine worlds and oppose the gods.
Wow.
The Jotun come in many forms, such as frost, fire, and mountain. While the Norse gods are described as human-sized, the huge giants are their foes in many battles, most notably Ragnarok, the final battle where the giants would storm Asgard, the home of the gods, and battle the gods until the world is destroyed. As you can see, giants were firmly fixed throughout Norse folklore. The gods were even related to the giants through many marriages. The whole Norse human world was even told to have been created from the flesh of Ymir, a giant of cosmic proportions.
I didn't really realize that Marvel used, like, actual folklore.
As
for, Thor?
Yeah. In Icelandic folklore, two giants, a man and a woman, were traversing the ford near Draugni Island at night. As they were traveling, the sun rose, and the sudden exposure to sunlight turned them to stone, along with their cow, which was with them, creating the island. While in most stories, giants are portrayed as the antagonists, such as the popular children's story, Jack and the Beanstalk, there are also plenty of tales showing the giants are both intelligent and friendly. So now let's talk about a real giant encounter with the U.S. military.
All right.
This is this kind of like when I read this story, it kind of left chills on me and my hair stood up.
Oh, wow.
Just how freaky this sounds.
All right.
While giants have been confined to ancient tales, books, and films, a modern story has emerged from Kandahar in Afghanistan. While supposedly taking place in 2002, a supposed military contractor or soldier who said they witnessed a blade-wielding giant kill one of their fellow U.S. Special Forces soldiers. The giant was then downed by the remaining troops following the skirmish. The giant's body was loaded into a military transport aircraft and flown to an undisclosed location to be hidden away from the public. According to the supposed eyewitness, the giant of Kandahar was 12 to 15 feet tall, 1,100 pounds, with scarlet-colored hair and six fingers instead of five.
What?
The witness and his team were sent to a remote area to search for a patrol which had gone missing. As they arrived in the area, the giant emerged from a cave wielding a huge blade which it used to skewer and kill his friend Dan.
Oh no, Dan. Rest in peace.
When questioned directly, the U.S. Department of Defense stated they had no record of this incident occurring. Furthermore, they said the only member in service who lost their life in Kandahar in 2002 with the first name Dan or Daniel was one of the four soldiers who lost their lives during an accident involving the clearance and disposal of explosives. This statement can be backed up by looking through the U.S. Department of Defense press release page, which publicly lists all military casualties. The press release page does not contain any records which involve a giant or an entire patrol disappearing in Afghanistan. Well, of course not. It already sounded like they wanted to cover it up, right?
Yeah.
And plus, just because there's no one named Dan, that doesn't mean, like, Dan wasn't his nickname or maybe that wasn't his first name.
Also, how hard would it be to find a 15-foot-tall scarlet-haired giant in the desert?
Well, if he's living in the caves and hiding.
Yeah, you're right.
Alright, so the witness goes into a lot of detail regarding the incident. The witness and the victim were part of a special ops task force looking for a missing U.S. Army squad. After trekking along a mountain trail, they arrived at a large cave surrounded by broken military equipment and gear. As they prepared to enter the cave, the giant emerged, impaling Dan and proceeding to attack the rest of the squad. The witness states they took 30 seconds of continuous fire to take down the giant. Between them, the squad was armed with M4 submachine gun, semi-automatic rifles, and a 50 caliber BMG Barrett sniper rifle. This much firepower, concentrated on one target for 1 second, let alone 30, would do a lot of damage. Stating that they fired for 30 seconds would mean that the target was something big. According to the witness, the giant wore canvas or animal hide covers to protect its feet like moccasins and smelt like dead bodies.
Mm.
The creature's body was airlifted back to the squad's base by a helicopter and net. From there, it was loaded into an aircraft and taken away, never to be seen again.
Wow. I mean, I believe they have, like, an alien.
Just this random alien hiding in the desert?
No, I think that I'm saying the government has it. So, like, why wouldn't they have a giant?
Upon their return, the soldiers were made to sign non-disclosure paperwork to stop the word spreading of their encounter. The witness states that he broke his silence because people have the right to know what's happening in our planet.
That's
so do you believe in the Giant of Kandor?
Kinda.
Yeah. Well, you know, like we said, we've talked about the Anunnaki, which is aliens, and the Nephilim, which is angels.
Oh, okay.
And the Bible, they're giants. Obviously, David and Goliath. Jack and the Beanstalk.
I mean, there is a lot of tales of giants.
Well, even in America, there's a lot of, like, Indian folklore. The Siitika, a Pei Indian lore, a legendary tribe of red-headed cannibalistic giants. Their bones were allegedly found in 1911 by guano miners in Nevada's Lovelock Cave.
Mm.
And guano mining, guano is used for gunpowder.
And not mascara.
And
right?
Listen to that. That's also a red. And that's also a red haired giant, just like the one that they talked about in the military story.
Well, I wonder why they have red hair.
Well, I have a bunch of giant findings, actually. The giant of Castellano, it's an 11 foot 6 inch skeleton found in a Bronze Age cemetery in France in the winter of 1890. In 1894, giant bones found in prehistoric cemetery in Montpellier, France, with skulls 28, 31, and 32 inches in circumference.
Wow.
Belonging to a race that was 10 to 15 feet tall, the bones were sent to the Paris Academy for study. In the Book of Numbers in the Bible, Numbers 13, 32 to 33, Moses spies sea giants. And they come back and describe these giants so big that it makes them look like grasshoppers.
That's so weird. Gog, I can't imagine.
Yeah. Gog and Magog, two Cornish giants, were made captive by Brutus, the founder of Britain. A red-haired mummy discovered in Mammoth Cave, Kentucky, West Virginia, and Peru.
So weird. I mean, I have to know, like, why all these giants have red hair.
Giant skulls dug up in San Antonio. Bones also found in New York, Austin, L.A., and Boston. 18 giant bones have been found in Wisconsin.
Wow.
A city found 360 feet below Moberly, Missouri in 1885 discovered 37 giant skeletons.
It's, like, easy to believe that at one point there was a whole other civilization that we don't even know about.
For sure, because this is all over the world. Even in the country Georgia, there have been several burial sites found with giants. Also in May of 1912, 18 skeletons in a burial mounds in Lake Delavan, Wisconsin were found.
I mean, dinosaurs, like, I believe the dinosaurs were real. And they were massive. Like, who's to say there was not massive humans around that time, too?
Yeah, but this story right here is saying that they still exist today.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? I think this is very plausible.
I mean, I think it's plausible, but it's hard to believe that there's, like, several, like, a whole civilization of them living out there today.
Well, it doesn't seem like there was. This thing was living in a cave, like, kind of secluded, right?
No, like, I do believe that. Like, that could happen.
See, maybe that's our problem as, like, humans. Like, we think everything needs a million of them.
Like, there's a whole family if yeah. there's one. I mean, I guess you're right.
Think about how many endangered species there. Like, when they talk about, like, rhinos, what there was, like, at 1.5 rhinos. Or black rhinos in the world, maybe.
Right. I think there maybe they got down to, like, just a few.
And who knows, like, how long does a giant live for?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I would think it would have to eat a lot.
Yeah, what does it eat?
Animals. Goats? Probably.
Is that they're eating goats?
Or cows?
It could be a casted out person, too.
Like he just cast it out of the village? With like dwarf or like the gigantism? Yeah.
Yeah, they cast him out the village? Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, I could see that.
It also sounds like a good script for like a new summer movie, right? This giant coming out. Yeah, they stabbed it! Shoot it! That's exactly what the Americans do. Shoot it!
Don't.
They probably didn't even stab anybody.
We'll study it when it's dead.
That's why they couldn't find a Dan.
Yeah.
Why'd y'all shoot it and kill it? Oh, it, Stab Dan.
Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly. Good one.
Yeah. Stab Dan.
Everybody knows. There's a Dan around here.
Yeah. Dan, you want to go home? Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, for sure there was giants on this earth.
At some point. I mean, I think that if you're finding, like, dead bodies of it, then it must be.
Yeah, right? That's more evidence than Bigfoot.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And I believe in Bigfoot.
The whole giant thing also kind of seems to be covered up a lot, too. Like, you know, like, it's kind of like, maybe if you talk about, like, flat earth or something, like, people are immediately like, I don't want to hear about giants. Even like, conservative, like, Christian people. But yet...
It's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible about giants. So, I guess the problem is like, do you believe in them now, currently?
Yeah. I think that it's just like with today's technology, if a massive ginger was walking around the desert of Afghanistan, I think we would see it.
Oh, yeah?
But I could be wrong. And then, yeah, like you said, maybe they're just living in the caves. But they're not finding that much food, I don't think, in a cave.
I don't know. I've never been to Afghanistan, obviously, but if someone has, we would love to hear from you. Maybe, do you have any knowledge of this?
What's it like? What's the terrain like?
Well, I imagine the terrain, it's possible someone could live in a cave.
I mean, I know it's mountainous.
They believe that Osama bin Laden was hiding in a cave at one point in time.
Yeah.
So.
I know that it's also mountainous, so, like, there is definitely parts that are probably not... all that traveled.
Yeah, do you have a giant story? Hit us up. We'd love to hear it from you.
Yeah, for sure. You can send that to us at hauntedhazepodcast@gmail.com.
All right, so Kristen feels still competitive, and she's wanting to continue trivia.
Yes, I want redemption.
She wants her Pandora bracelet. So
yes.
She thinks she can take me again.
I think that, look, I might get lucky.
All right, so let's start up another round of trivia.
Okay. Are we going double or nothing?
Double or nothing? Is that how you wanted to play it?
Well, only because you still haven't gotten your prize.
That's true.
But we haven't been to Target.
We've been avoiding it. Kristen doesn't want to let me get my prize.
All right, sure.
Let's do double or nothing. But first 1 to 7 each round wins the round.
Yeah.
Unless it's you get redemption.
Yeah. Unless it comes down to the end, and then we're just like, you know, we'll see.
Also, we're going best out of 7 or first 1 to 7? I said we did best out of 7, like how we did it last time.
All right, sounds good.
So basically, the first person to win 4.
Yeah.
Wins.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Just like the finals. Because we love basketball.
Yeah. All right, let's go 1 to 1 on the questions.
1 to 1 on the questions. I'll read you first, all right?
All right.
What was the name of the cat in Pet Sematary?
Shadow.
Good guess, but Church.
Oh, damn. All right. What was the name of the docile and domesticated zombie in Day of the Dead?
Bub.
Yep.
What holiday-themed movie contained 5 interwoven stories that occur on the same block on the same night?
5 interwoven holiday stories?
Halloween stores, yeah. They all tie in together throughout the night.
Trick or treat.
Yes.
Yes. So 1 to 1. Yep. What actor stars in the 1999 film Stir of Echoes, in which a man sees visions after being hypnotized?
Kevin Bacon.
Correct.
So 2 to 1.
Yes.
What is the name of the serial killer in the 2004 movie Saw?
Jigsaw.
Yes, that's correct. His real name is also John Kramer. But
I would have never known that.
Jigsaw is correct.
Stuntman Kane Hodder is best known for his portrayal of what, or as what character?
Jason Voorhees.
Correct.
At the end of the at the end of the slasher film crossover, Freddy vs. Jason, which horror icon walks away holding the other's severed head?
Jason walks away holding Freddy's head.
That's correct.
I remember that because Freddy winks.
Yep.
What night... Wait, what's the score?
That's, 3-3?
I think it is 3-3.
Damn. All right, yeah, 3-3.
What 1988 film directed by Wes Craven centers around an anthropologist sent to Haiti to research voodoo?
I think it's Serpent in the Rainbow.
Yes.
Yeah.
4-3.
And the 1996 movie Jack Frost, the serial killer mutates into what? Do you want to build a
snowman?
Yeah. You got it.
I was going to guess snowman. You didn't have to sing to it.
Okay.
I thought I saw that movie, and I don't remember it being a horror movie.
Well, the original one you're probably thinking of with Michael Keaton is not a horror movie.
Oh, okay.
But the sequel somehow became a horror movie.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's wild.
Is he in it?
Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
No. Oh. No, he's got dignity, I think.
What the fuck is up with this? In Friday the 13th, Part 2, what does Jason wear as his mask?
A burlap sack.
Yes.
All right, so 5-4. Where does Ashley Williams work in the movie Army of Darkness?
The video store.
No.
Damn.
S-Mart. Shop Smart. Shop S-Mart.
That's funny. Who played the main character in the 1957 film, I Was a Teenage Werewolf?
Oh, damn. I Was a Teenage Werewolf. Was it Al Pacino?
No. Michael Landon.
Damn.
So 5-4 still?
Yeah. In the Puppet Master series, how did the female doll murder her victims?
Stabbing.
Leeches.
Ooh, that's awful. Yeah. That's worse. In the 1977 film, The Hills Have Eyes, the father and three sons are all named after what celestial bodies?
I'm trying to think what the dad... Celestial bodies, so like stars?
Yeah, what are they named after? It's something in the sky.
Mm. They're all named after moons?
Planets.
Oh, okay. Okay. Damn. I overthought that one.
It's all right.
What device do the group of New York friends use to capture the terrifying events that occurred in Cloverfield?
A video camera.
Yep.
Yes.
5-5.
Why does Lance Hendrickson's character summon the demon Pumpkinhead?
Oh, I love Pumpkinhead. Because they ran over and killed his little boy.
Yeah.
They murdered his son, maybe.
To seek revenge for his son's death.
Yeah, revenge.
So 5-6.
Good Ash, Bad Ash, I'm the Guy with the Gun. Name that movie.
Evil Dead.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Army of Darkness.
Yes, damn, you got that one?
Yes, yes.
All right. 6-6.
Kate Bosworth and Thomas Jane star in this 2016 supernatural film in which their son's nightmares become reality.
Kate who?
Bosworth. And Thomas Jane.
Thomas Jane, their son.
A 2016 supernatural film in which their son's nightmares become reality.
Is it Incarnate?
No. Before I Wake.
Before I Wake, damn.
All right, I have a chance to win.
Yeah, you do. What is the name of the biological weapon used to kill the people through their water supply in the movie The Crazies?
I don't know. Rabies.
Trixie.
Oh.
Damn. All right, so.
What item is the killer famous for wearing in the 1976 film Alice, Sweet Alice?
Alice, Sweet Alice. I've never seen this movie. some type of mask, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say Phantom of the Opera mask.
A yellow raincoat and a translucent mask.
Vincent Price starred in this 1959 ghostly classic and invited 5 people to survive the night.
House on Haunted Hill.
Yes. Yes. So did you just win or do I get redemption?
You can get redemption.
Okay.
What room number is also the title of the movie in a paranormal hotspot in this 2007 film jarring John Cusack?
Room 237.
No.
Damn, 238.
1408.
Damn!
Yes, I won, bitches. Damn. I love winning.
All right, let me just read you this last one just so we can get burn this card, but congratulations.
Thank you.
What big cat does Malcolm McDowell's character turn into after mating with a human woman in the 1982 film Cat People?
A lion.
A Black Panther.
Damn.
How stupid.
That reminds me of True Blood.
Yeah, a
when Jason bit. Turns into what they think he's like Cat Daddy or whatever they call Cat him. Cat Daddy. Panther Daddy or something.
Yeah.
I can't think of it. Here, let me ask you this last question. What was the name of Buffalo Bill's dog in Silence of the Lambs?
Oh, shit. You mean Precious.
Yes. Yeah. Thank goodness that question was second. All right, I'm going to mark it on my board here that I
won. Look, congratulations. You're up 1-0. You know?
Thank you.
You're going to need the lead, I think.
Probably. But, you know, we'll see how it ends up for me this time. You won first last time, so.
Oh, true.
We'll see.
There's something to it. All right, let's do verses.
All right, let's see. Sorry, I have the box here.
All right, so the super duper secret box.
All right, I'll let you draw.
So as always, we take one scary thing and pit it against another scary thing, and yes. We decide which one we think is scarier. This week, we're going with shark versus squid. Which one's scarier?
A shark is scarier. Mm. What do squids do? I know they have beaks.
Yeah, they like, and they some squids have like hooks in their little suckers too.
Ew.
Squids are way nastier. Sharks but are terrifying. Shark? I know, that's really hard. Which one's scarier?
Ooh, I don't...
The Kraken is a giant squid.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's fear. Could you imagine those tentacles grabbing you and pulling you under into like a beak that just mashes you up as it eats you?
No, I mean, that's terrifying. I did dissect the squid one time.
Ooh.
In high school.
I've eaten squid before.
It was like pretty empty inside, actually.
Squid was pretty tasteless. I would never do it. I wouldn't suggest it. Don't try it.
Yeah, I would never dissect one.
I'll try it so you don't have to.
Awesome.
There you go.
Look, if you're telling me it's something I don't need to try, I trust that.
Yeah, dude, you're not. No. No one wants to eat squid, personally. But,
yeah. I think.
Sharks kind of also, like, when they attack you, maybe, like, get scared and, like, a lot
they
of times.
They only bite you once.
Yeah, like, but it's just such a ferocious bite. You know?
Yeah. Like, are you going to be able to get to the hospital in time to stop the bleeding?
At least the shark looks like a big, like, giant fish. Like, a squid just looks like an alien.
For sure. Like, they are scary. I'm not denying that. And especially the idea of, like, a kraken, like a giant squid.
Oh, yeah, just grabbing.
That is really scary, for sure.
And squids also are known to, like, live, like, in the deep parts of the ocean.
Yeah.
So who really knows what the hell is down there?
I was just wondering that. Where did the squids live?
Yeah, so you gotta think, who are the squids' friends? Yeah.
I don't really ever
fish
think
fish are friends, not food.
I never have thought about who's friends with the squids.
Yeah,
octopus.
Nobody. Nobody.
Octopus or aliens?
Well, there's not much difference between an octopus and a squid.
But, no, there is, though. Squids can't, like, contort their bodies and stuff like that.
Yes,
like,
they can.
Like octopuses?
Yes.
Is also, it octopi?
Also, both of them, I think, squirt ink.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. Do octopuses have ink?
I think both of them do.
I know squids do.
See, we're too dumb. That's how scary squids are. We
don't even know shit about them.
Well, I guess we know more about sharks, but that's because of Shark Week. And a lot of people are terrified of sharks, rightfully so, because more people, at least, you know, in the news,
you hear about people being attacked by sharks. Yeah, I feel like you're getting attacked by sharks more often, which makes them scarier. Like, you're in a threat of a shark attacking you more often than you're in a threat of a squid.
Well, like I always say, I like to keep it in the horror movie realm, too. So, I don't really know of any squid horror movies, but Jaws is a terrifying franchise.
There's also, like, so many shark movies.
Yeah, just because of the success of Jaws.
Yeah.
So, at this point, being afraid of sharks is kind of embedded in, like, American pop culture, really.
Absolutely. I mean, all you have to do is be at the beach and yell, shark, and I bet people freak the fuck out.
Well, I'm gonna have to give it to shark then. I think sharks are scarier than squids.
I do too. I think that squids are scary, and I'm not gonna deny that at all.
Yeah, they're creepy.
And I don't wanna come across one, and I maybe wanna come across a squid less than I wanna come across a shark. But
it seems like you're probably more likely to come across a shark, though.
Exactly.
And so that is scary.
Yeah. Sorry for our dogs. They're, for some reason, deciding to be extra active.
I think they're scared of the sharks.
Yeah.
The swarming of sharks around here, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, tell us what you think. Do you think sharks are scarier than squids? Or do you think squids are scarier than sharks?
Yeah, I want to hear it for sure. Because if you have a reason that we're not remembering about squids...
Yeah.
We want to know. We're allowed to change our mind on who one person is.
Well, of course, Kristen. No one's holding us to this. Oh, they said, so it must be true. They make the rules, not me.
Well, I mean, we do make the rules. Only here on the podcast.
On our
podcast.
On our little world. Sorry, guys. We were definitely celebrating today and...
For episode
25. So sorry if we're a little sloppy again.
Look, we have to get back with it. Last episode, we definitely got a little intoxicated beforehand.
Yeah.
We've improved this week.
For sure.
But hey, that's what it's all about, is having fun, right?
Absolutely. And we hope that you've had fun and enjoyed this episode. We'll be back with episode 26.
Yeah, for sure. Peace out.
Peace out. Stay haunted.